Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible, where we go through the Bible verse by verse. My name is William Hemsworth, and we are continuing on in the Beatitudes today. Today and tomorrow, we'll be done with the Beatitudes, but they are such great teachings. I encourage all of you to read them over and over again, because we can get something new out of it each time. But today we're going to look at Matthew chapter 5, verses 9 and 10, which say, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." So who are the peacemakers? Well, first and foremost, they're those who strive to emulate peace, to sow peace into the world. So they're not out there striving for division, but they're trying to sow peace. So yes, part of that is living in peace with others, but mainly it's sharing the gospel so that others can be reconciled to God, so others can have peace with God. And the peacemakers are called children of God. Well, because the gift of divine sonship is given to believers, and it's also a future hope that's linked with the future resurrection of the body. You know, just like we proclaim in the creed every Sunday, we believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. So the glory of eternal life. So the peacemakers are those who strive to live at peace with others, but they're sharing the gospel so that others can have peace. They're out there proclaiming Jesus Christ crucified for sins and his resurrection to everyone. Whether it's with their life or with words, they're proclaiming it in some way. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Sometimes as believers, we're slandered. People engage in calumny against us. They're abused. Maybe you're oppressed because of your faith in Christ. The world hates you because of what you stand for. You're blessed. Your commitment to the righteousness of the gospel is being recognized by the Lord himself, because those who are persecuted for their faith can expect a great reward in the kingdom of heaven. Thank you for joining me today. God bless you.